WVIP HD4, New Rochelle.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where Brandy gets practical and personal here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dialed, heard at our new time and day, Thursdays from 5 to 6. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Are you afraid of leaving the house? Are there times that you simply don't want to go outside for maybe even days? And how does that affect your personal brand? Well, if you don't go out, you can't promote yourself or go brand yourself, but it is something that we all experience from time to time, and today we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to even tell you my secrets of how I, even me, and I'm considered a pretty outgoing guy. Just ask my partner, TJ McCormick, who you'll be listening to. Obviously, he's doing shtick already. This is the bit. He's good. He's good. Now cut that out. You have to understand, TJ and I were okay. Come back, little Sheba. Hello,
John. You know,
hello there, TJ.
Sorry.
That's okay. You're stepping on my introduction, but we love you anyway.
It's a long day.
It is a long day. We just came back, for those who don't know, and you shouldn't know. We just came back from the Talkers magazine convention, they call it.
Yes.
And this is where you have people that are in the talk show radio business getting together. And so you've seen Sean Hannity, mm-hmm. and you see Ed Schultz, mm-hmm. and you see, what's his name? Boomer Esiason,
TJ McCormick, John Tantillo.
Yes.
We're all there.
Of course. We can't see each other because right. we're there. But that's another story.
Yes.
So we're a little bit, how could you say, we're having fun.
Yes.
But anyway, this is Brand Talk.
Yes, it is.
And we want to hear whether or not that there are times, and I had like second thoughts. I don't know. I'm going to confess up to you, TJ.
Okay.
I had second thoughts about doing this today because we had a busy day. We're going to do a radio show, and I have a lot of things I have to do.
Right.
And I was going to find an excuse. And so what we want to talk about is that if we together didn't do this event, there is a whole stack of cards that you and I accumulated.
That's
one
right.
of which is Governor Huckabee.
Right.
And it looks like we might be able to have some dinner with him.
Yeah.
And so we got that. Right. I mean, these are the kinds of things you do when there is when you don't succumb to the staying
to
at
the
home.
Human nature.
To the human nature. I don't want to get out of here today.
Right. The laziness.
So how do you feel? And maybe you might have a situation like that. And it's not agoraphobic, by the way.
Because
agoraphobic means you have fear of
leaving
open spaces.
The house. Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't mean leaving the house.
That's a misnomer.
That's right. That's a misnomer. Mm-hmm. And I can say that because I'm the psychologist. So there.
Yes. Okay. There you go. You concur.
I can do it.
You
it's
concur
good to
with
be the
my,
doctor.
My. Okay. Yes. Okay. It's good to be the doctor.
It's good to be.
Yes.
So anyway, 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110. Anyway, what we're going to do today is talk about our brand winner and loser. And we have Did You Know That? And we have a very special guest today, Jamie Chandler, who is a political science and media commentator, who's going to discuss the importance of brands as well as the political brand winner and loser, a la Wisconsin. And what we're going to try to do, because on Brand Talk, we're not going to get partisan here. What we're going to try to do is analyze this from a branding and marketing perspective.
So that's the
difference here. So we're not going to give red meat to one side or the other. And I have some interesting takes Dr. Chan or Professor Chandler's idea. He's a smart guy. He went to Harvard undergraduate. He's getting his PhD in political science.
Ooh.
And he's a wonderful guy, very knowledgeable. You've seen him on WABC and WCBS, and he's all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And if you want to weigh in on the political branding front, which will be about a minute after the half hour, that's 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And folks, if you're joining us for the first time, this show is about understanding brands and whether or not we're talking about your personal, professional, or small business brand. At Brand Talk, we use the same principles that Fortune 500 companies use to brand themselves to go brand yourself, and so that you can become the true brand that you've always wanted to be. And during this hour, myself, Dr. John Tantillo, and my friend and colleague, TJ McCormick,
hello,
want to provide you with some branding and marketing gems that are going to be helpful to you as you go through the marketplace. And this is a call-in show, and we want to hear from you. So give us a call, 914-636-0110. Or if you are email inclined, doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com or 914-636-0110. And next week, a very special treat. My academic mentor, all right, Dr. Louis Primavera.
And his
colleague, Dr. Robert Pascal. Mm-hmm. They're both psychologists. Dr. Primavera not only taught me about psychology, but was a surrogate father to me.
Right.
And he taught me so much about life.
Right.
And those two wrote a book about retirement. Now, I don't want to hear from my listeners who are in college, okay, or in high school, and they start rolling their eyes. Why do I want to listen to that show? Well, you want to listen because it's all about transitions.
Yes.
And it's about what are you going to do, let's say, 6 months before you graduate from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're in high school, what are you doing if you're in your junior year? Don't you think you got a plan on what college you want to do? And if you don't want to go to college, what it is you do want to do with your life? Do you want to go into the Peace Corps?
Right.
You want to go into the armed forces? What is it you really want to do? And in college, I mean, the whole idea of retirement is a transition.
Yes.
And that's what and when you do a transition, the first issue becomes, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
What is your brand?
Mm.
How is that going to fit into this new life that's ahead of you?
Right.
This new life that you're going to embark. So it should be a great show next week. We'd love to hear from you. And anyway, so that's what we're doing next week. So this is John Tantillo, TJ McCormick, Brand Talk, 1460 on your AM dial. And we have a call. Okay. Oh, we have John. Yes, we have a call from a friend, John Harris from Jamestown, New York. John, welcome to Brand Talk. We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
I was looking here open.
Pardon me?
You didn't touch on one type of person that I'd love to get your opinion on, And that's the classic introvert, the artist, the author, the person who every so often has to be alone, has their alone time.
I want to be alone. That whole thing.
Go ahead. Well, you know, you hit it, but at one point, the artist, whether or not he does. Yeah. By the way, this is a great question, and that's why there are times when I don't leave my apartment because I'm writing, and I can't. It becomes very hard to be social once I'm in that zone.
Right.
So what you're mentioning, John, is this that the importance of what I like to say compartmentalizing, so that when I'm in writing mode, I can't be in promotional mode. And when I'm in promotional mode, I can't be in writing mode. So what does that mean? So it will be very, very hard for me tonight after coming down with all these folks that I met at this talkers convention to sit down at the computer and start writing something. I'm going to have to detox a little bit. But on the same token, what you have to do is do what TJ and I did today and get out and meet people so that they can help promote your particular brand. And it's so funny, John, that you mentioned today, because at this event, they had an opera singer.
Mm.
And that, and I want to tell you, he was handsome, he was charming, and can he sing? What an artist.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and he sang opera, but what did he do? He knew his audience. He sang Pavarotti's theme song. It was brilliant, and he had this crowd eating out of his hand. It was just magnificent. I wish you would have been there, John. It was such a great event. But what I'm trying to say is there's nothing wrong with staying at home. It's just that at one point you have to realize that what you got to do is go out so you can go brand yourself, and that's the point of our little talking point. Concerning, leaving the house. Does that answer your question, John?
Yeah, pretty much. Although I will say that there have been times when I've been out talking to someone, and something they say will flip me into creative mode.
Oh, that's great. That's exactly right.
I know. There are times when I have literally told people, you know, shut up, leave me alone, I got to go write something.
Yeah.
I mean, right in the middle of the conversation.
Well, I can appreciate that from an artistic point of view.
Yeah.
But in terms of making friends and influencing people, that might not be the best way to do it. But I get it.
Unfortunately, most of the people who I've done that to are very good sports.
Well, that's you're better than.
And I got to say, knowing John as I do, John is someone who's been following the good doctor and I for quite some time, and we've been following him in return.
Sure.
And he's a longtime fan and listener. John Harris is quite a prolific writer.
Writer, yes.
And
science fiction, if I remember correctly. Is that right,
mostly,
John?
Mostly set in the Star Trek universe.
Yes.
It's fan fiction. It's not for profit, but it's.
But you know what? I tell you what. It's just as good. It's John represents. John represents a fascinating bunch of people out there, and I say bunch, and it's tough to quantify. But John represents a good number of people out there. There are some really talented people that will, by their own choice, go unknown, if you will, outside of their of their own. Orbit, if you will, their own ecosystem, yet that does not mean that it's not a talented bunch. John's writing
is
as good as anything I ever read when I was in Hollywood.
I'm gonna fess up. By the way, you're listening to TJ McCormick, John Tantillo, and John Harris from Jamestown, New York, on Brand Talk. That's WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. The other day, I did a. This is the kind of friend that John Harris is. Put a post on BBC, and I put BBC Wales, WHAL, and he immediately saw that, said, isn't it and he did it in such a wonderful way. Isn't it W-A-L? And I just want, that's the kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people would just say, oh, he's got a PhD and he doesn't know about it. You know, and yeah. It's very easy to make that mistake.
It's very pretty over there as well. I visited back in 07. I've got some friends in the Rotha Valley.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely wonderful over there. I'd love to go back.
Yeah, John's a big fan of whales.
Yes, right? Well, that's great. John, thank you very much for calling in. Call anytime. We'd love to hear from you. And we'd love to... Okay, thank you, John.
I'll talk to you Sunday night, John, on my show.
Okay.
Right.
That was John Harris from Jamestown. He followed us from the strategy room. And he's a great great guy. Just a wonderful time. And we had a wonderful time the last time he was in New York City. But what I want to talk a little bit about before we get to Jamie Chandler and the this idea of going out and promoting your own brand... there's the passing this week of Richard Dawson, and I had a Richard Dawson moment. I met Richard Dawson, and of all places I met Richard Dawson was on the Match Game. And if you watch the Game Show Network, you can see yours truly, John Tantillo, with a mustache and hair on the Match Game. It was on Match Game PM. And what it comes up intermittently, and people will email me and say, was that you? Those people that see me 30 pounds heavier with a mustache and hair.
And an afro?
No, not an afro, but there was a lot of hair going on. But there was a lot of hair.
I can't wait to see this.
And so I was on, basically I was on the Match Game. And to make a long story short, he was on the panel.
Uh-huh.
And it comes down to this. John Tantillo, for $20,000, blank alcohol.
Boom, junk, boom, boom, junk, boom, boom, junk, boom, boom, quack, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. I went blank.
Yeah.
And some...
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. Charles Nelson Reilly.
And so...
Unbelievable.
Oh, guys, what a...
Keep telling the story. Okay. Keep the music going.
So,
go ahead.
So what happens is I'm matched with Brett Summer, and some idiot from the audience says, wood alcohol.
Right.
And it was rubbing alcohol.
Right.
So I lost. And I only won
$1,000. You went with wood alcohol?
I couldn't think of anything. My mother's in the audience. The lights are on me. John Tantillo for $20,000. I was a kid.
Can I say something here?
Yes, go ahead.
You did not deserve the 20 grand.
Thank you.
Wood alcohol.
Well, I know. Look, that's what you get. So if you're ever on a game show, by the way, if you want to call up and let us know any game show experiences that you may have, 914-636-0110.
Did you see the Odd Couple episode where they went on Match Game?
No.
On Password.
I did not see that one. Go ahead.
Well, for anybody out there who's listening, I'll tell John the story later, but anybody who knows classic sitcoms that have to do with game shows. I would say Aristophanes. And that's an inside joke for anybody who's a big Odd Couple fan. Aristophanes. Oh my God. Wood alcohol?
Well, what could I tell you? So that was
20 grand in those days was worth like what? So is that like a million?
Okay. It gets better. The story continues.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
20 years later.
Yes.
I'm at the Dutch Tree Club. Who comes in but Gene Rayburn?
Really?
Gene Rayburn.
Was he carrying a long, skinny microphone?
He was not carrying a microphone.
Okay, go ahead.
He's with his daughter.
Okay.
I go up to Gene Rayburn.
And
are you ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I say, blank alcohol. Right. And he says, rubbing.
Wow.
And that was all that was said. And he turned around and kept the conversation going.
Wow.
And Richard Dawson was on that panel.
Unbelievable.
And so when you see that show. I mean, so I just thought I would have to bring that up. And Richard Dawson was a great brand. Wow. And it was a very,
was
very
that a mustache Richard Dawson or a no mustache Richard Dawson?
I no mustache.
Was it a mustache?
It was no mustache.
Was it a mustache Brett Summers or a no mustache?
All right, all right. Be nice. Now cut that out. That's TJ McCormick, John Tantillo, Brand Talk, 1460 on your AM dial. 914-636-0110. We'd love to hear from you. And now we come to this whole idea of whether or not you want to leave the house and whether or not whether or not you should do that. And I have this thing that, ever, like I said, when I get into this writing mode or this creative mode, it's hard for me to go out. So the other night, I go out Monday night. I have a meeting, and I did something silly. I overbooked the meeting and forgot the other person. And at this very important
meeting. Explain, what do you mean you overbooked?
I overbooked. In other words, I made two appointments.
You double booked.
Double booked.
Okay.
Double booked. Okay.
Okay.
So what happens is I have this very important meeting.
Right.
And with an agent.
Uh-huh.
And the other one was more, it was a social.
Gotcha.
And as I'm having this meeting, I'm getting emails from Bruno, from Ostidio Di Cerco, about this, where am I, Dr. Tantillo,
right,
the whole
right.
thing. I get like 10 calls, and I'm at a meeting with an agent. I can't deal with this nonsense. So anyway, to make a long story short,
right.
The meeting's over. I call up, and I call Bruno at Ostidio Di Cerco. Right. And he says, "Where were you?" I said, "Where was I for what?" And I had a dinner appointment that I completely forgot, and I didn't even call the restaurant.
Oh, all
right.
Gosh.
So anyway, I felt so depressed because I hate to do that, and I had my chin on the ground. I was
right.
really depressed.
Right.
And Bruno says, "Here, this is my invitation to you to go to a party."
Yeah.
So I go to this party at the Royalton.
Right.
And who's at the party?
Yeah.
But Jane Fonda.
Uh-huh.
And one of my favorite comedians and one of my favorite shows on HBO, Arliss. Robert Wall. Robert Wall was there. And I had a 10-minute conversation.
Right.
With Robert Wall
right.
talking about his brand
right.
and how much I love Arliss. And it was just such a wonderful experience.
Nice guy.
Wonderful guy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't want to let you know exactly what he said to me because it was some there was some personal stuff that he
sure.
mentioned to me
okay.
that I like to keep between
of course,
us.
Of course.
But he was just such a wonderful person. Mm-hmm. And of course, I Googled him and found out that he's exactly my age. He was born in October in 51, and I was born in June in 51.
Yeah.
So that's really, really, really good.
Nice.
But the point I'm making
yes.
is that if I didn't leave the house, I wouldn't have had that positive experience. And it was just such a wonderful party. And it was a great way of meeting folks and go branding yourself.
Yeah.
And getting sort of some feedback. And that's what I'd like to stress today.
Every once in a while, it's about taking a contrary action.
Yes. Yes. But you got to overcome the resistance. That you, there are certain things, you know. George Bush said, "What is it? 90%." George Herbert Walker Bush said that most of life is just showing up.
Yeah,
show up.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
McCormick, Tantillo, Brand Talk, 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. And another thing that I'm very, very excited about. This was really a great week for me. I had put a call into. Neil Sedaka's folks, and I hadn't heard from him, and I think it's fair to say Neil Sedaka and I are friends.
Sure.
And I hadn't heard from him in a while, and I hadn't heard from them, and I was a little down in the
dumps.
You
had even said to me,
"I said, no, no, I, you know, what,
where's
you know,
the love?
Anyway,
where's the love?
Where's the love? Where's the love?" But to make a long story short, I got a call back the other day, and we're going to have Neil Sedaka, hopefully over the summer, on our show.
There's no reason to be down, down.
I just want you to know that this thing is not easy, this thing called life. Nah. Everybody, even the good doctor sometimes gets a little bit,
I love my calendar girl.
You know?
I wonder if the guys in the booth have the theme song I wonder if they have the theme song for the $20,000 pyramid. I wonder if they can come up with that. I'd be blown away. I'd be blown away if they have the pyramid.
914-636-0110. Brand Talk, McCormick, Tantillo. We love to hear from you. And, what?
You're kidding me! That's the theme song to the... All right, that's incredible. The late, great Dick Clark, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. What I never met him, though.
No? Have you? Oh, this is amazing.
Well, you know, it's so fun. Well, look, you know, talk about brands. I love game shows. I love game. And that was one of the shows that my sister wanted to go on, because my sister talks very quickly. She's always more like, you met my sister.
Yes, I did.
And she just is very quick talking. And that was the one
show. She was that way at the wake. She was crying out loud.
Yes. That's the way she was the wake. My mother's wake.
Your aunt.
Oh, it was my aunt. It was my aunt. My aunt's wake. Yeah. But anyway, that was another show. But I just love game shows. It's just something... But anyway, Tantillo, McCormick, Brand Talk, 914-636-0110.
That's our theme song.
Yeah.
Bottom of the hour.
At the bottom of the hour. And we're going to...
we'll do a radio show at some point today.
I think we will.
We'll get to back to the schedule.
More Brand Talk in 2 minutes.